Okay, it is approximately 1:41 p.m. on July the 22nd, 2011. I am Anthony Camacho. I am serving as hearing officer on behalf of the Office of Public Accountability. This is the appeal. This is the appeal of HubTech International Corporation. OPA-PA-11-009, and we are here for a pre-conference hearing, and will the members of the Office of Public Accountability who are here this morning please identify themselves for the record.
Hello.
Yes.
Doris Flores Brooks, Public Auditor.
Ann Camacho, Procurement Appeals Administrator.
Thank you. Will the attorney for the appellant please identify himself for the record and any institutional representatives with him this afternoon?
Benjamin Huber on behalf of HubTech International Corporation, and there is no representative today.
Thank you, Mr. Huber. Will the counsel for the purchasing agency please identify herself for the record and any institutional representatives with her this afternoon?
Sandra Cruz Miller, Office of the Attorney General. I represent the Department of Public Works Highway Division, and we do not have any institutional representatives with us today.
Thank you. And pursuant to my scheduling order dated July, I believe it was the 15th, excuse me, the 14th or 15th, 2011.
14th.
Or 14th, rather. We are here for the pre-hearing conference in this matter. And that is because the appellant, HubTech International Corporation, made a request for a hearing. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And you still want a formal hearing in this matter?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So we will schedule a formal hearing. Before we do that, are there any preliminary matters that the parties feel we need to take up prior to holding the formal hearing in this matter?
If there's going to be a formal hearing, then if we could probably get like a motion cutoff date, because I could see.
I will schedule one.
Okay. Yeah.
And normally, just to have a because this is an expedited proceeding, we normally have the motion hearings just prior to the formal hearing. Okay.
Were there any other preliminary matters from the parties?
Okay. No.
I just want to, since this is in reviewing the case initially, and I guess the agency report under tab B, statement answering allegations of appeal. There was a question that kind of brought some pause to reflect as to whether or not OPA had the jurisdiction to hear this appeal, although there was no motion to dismiss based on that. But and I'll just have legal counsel just expand on that area, because it's been our, that we do have the jurisdiction, so you can expand there, just as a preliminary matter.
Well, generally, as a preliminary matter, some of the allegations of the OPA not having the jurisdiction to hear the matter, as this is a contract and breach of contract controversy, as a general proposition pursuant to 5 GCA section 5706, specifically subsection C, the public auditor shall decide the contract or breach of contract controversy and shall issue her decision within 30 days of the completion on the hearing on the issue. So pursuant to that statute, we do have the general jurisdiction to hear such matters as a contract controversy, a breach of contract controversy. Okay? Just so that's clear. Now, of course, if you feel, or any of the parties feel, that there's something about the case that you still lack jurisdiction, certainly there will be a motion cutoff date. We certainly will be given the opportunity to brief that, and we'll hear your motion, okay, prior to the hearing.
Yes, sir. There are matters with respect to jurisdiction that we would brief. I wasn't sure whether this is the avenue to bring that up, since this is just a pre-hearing conference.
No, we're just scheduling.
Yeah.
The avenue to bring that would be, you will have the opportunity. There'll be a motion cutoff date. There'll be that type of scheduling. Okay?
Okay.
But before we get there, looking at the status of the mandatory pleadings of the parties, I note that the comments on the agency report are due by the appellant by August the 3rd. And then, assuming they are filed on that date, the purchasing agency will have 5 working days after we receive the comments in which to rebut. Of course, if there are no comments filed, then certainly there's no need to rebut those comments. Okay? Were you planning on filing comments in the agency report, Mr. Huber?
To be honest, I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
This is generally Mr. Torres, and I know that's a little bit unprofessional to say that I do not know, but I couldn't tell you at this point.
What is 5 working days after August the 3rd? So I go through my calendar and go through the show. So, assuming that such comments are filed on August the 3rd, then the deadline for the purchasing agency to file its rebuttal to those comments would be the 10th of August. And we would then begin scheduling our hearing papers after that date. So may I ask whether or not this is an ERA funded procurement?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's funded.
Our federal funds.
Yes.
I mean, it's federal funded, but whether or not it's ARRA specific, you don't. You're positive.
This is my understanding. The entire project is federally funded.
Right.
With ARRA funds, and the ARRA funds are being administered by the Federal Highway Administration. And I know for sure there is ARRA funding for this. Now, whether it is entirely ARRA funded, partially, and then the rest by Federal Highway, I'm not sure as to the proportion.
Okay.
I'm pretty positive, though, that it's probably 100%.
Okay. Well, so the rebuttal to the comments on the agency report will be due on August the 3rd. The motion filing deadline will be August the...
The rebuttal is due August 3rd or is August 10th?
Oh, I apologize. August 10th.
Okay.
And then the...
Rebuttals.
Yeah.
Okay.
The rebuttals will be due on August the 10th. Mm-hmm. That's 5 working days thereafter. I'm going to give you a motion cutoff date of August the 12th of 2011. The deadline to file oppositions to those motions will be August 19th. deadline to file replies to those oppositions will be August the 23rd. Now the there are several documents that we will require. Witness lists, of course, and exhibit lists. You don't have to submit, you know, if you've already submitted the procurement record, don't feel you need to send or create a voluminous document again with all your exhibits that are already there. Okay, you can use a procurement record. Okay, if you want to do that, I'm not going to stop you, but nevertheless, to simplify the case, if we're dealing with voluminous records, feel free to use a procurement record, which we will have here. Okay. You just need to identify, though, in this exhibit list, what exhibits you are going to use. Okay. If you're going to give a witness a document, those are the exhibits I'm looking for. Okay. If it's already in the record, or if it's already been filed in your plea, it's part of the record. Okay. But I'm just looking as an exhibit list. If you're going to give a witness a document, that's what you need to put on your witness list. Okay. With copies of those exhibits, just the exhibits you're going to give to the witnesses.
So okay. The exhibit list is exhibits that will actually be entered as evidence with the witness.
For starters, let me back up. Once again, if it's part of the procurement record, it's in the procurement record. It's already part of the record, as this is an administrative hearing. Okay? So it's already there. It's already entered into evidence, so to speak. Okay? The formal rules of evidence, of course, don't apply to the administrative hearing. Okay? But to preserve the record, especially with the witnesses, when we talk about exhibit lists with copies of the exhibits, just the document you're going to hand to the witness. Okay? That's all.
Okay.
And then if you have any admissions of facts, and lists of issues, those are the other documents that we're going to require you to file. So how soon after August the 10th do the parties feel that they can prepare those documents for the hearing? Do you think you can prepare them by August the 12th as well? Or is that too soon?
You mean the exhibit list and the witness
list? The exhibit list, the witness list, any admissions of fact you want to make, or the list of issues?
Yes, I'm fine with that. I think we can do it.
I think that can be done.
Okay. Now, put this in an order, but the appellant's exhibits will be marked with corresponding and sequential numbers, and the purchasing agency's exhibits will be marked with corresponding and sequential letters of the alphabet. Okay. Now, you may, if you desire, although it's prepared, you may file a stipulated joint witness exhibit and issues list, okay, in lieu of filing separate documents, but that's entirely up to the parties. And then we do require hearing briefs, okay? These are just, you need not go back and just give us a copy. Already your briefings are well established. These are just briefs summarizing your arguments at the hearing, okay? But of course, we are still going to review your agency report, your notice of appeal, your rebuttals, all those things. So these are just summaries of your arguments, okay? And do you think that you can have that material ready by the 19th as well?
That should be fine.
Yes.
All right. And of course, I'll put this in an order, but this should sound very familiar to both of you. The hearing will proceed in the following order. Hearing on all motions, if any, okay? Opening statements of the parties. The appellant's case in chief, followed by the purchasing agency's case in chief, followed by the closing statements of the parties. Okay. So when will you be prepared to actually have the hearing? Are the parties available for a hearing on August 25th?
What day of the week is that?
That's a Thursday.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sure I'm available as well. I'm going through this. Actually, I'm not available on that day. That is the annual district court conference. I probably don't want to meet at 5, unfortunately.
Is that 2 days?
Oh, no, excuse me, that's on Friday. No, actually, Thursday I'm free. Sorry, the 25th. Yeah, but Friday I'm not.
Okay. Because then we have to finish on Monday.
Yeah. So, are we available on August the 25th? If you're going to the district court conference, that's Friday. The 26th.
Yeah, I was
okay. Okay, I'll be there. We're all available on that day?
Yes.
All right. So for now, we will schedule the formal hearing on August the 25th, starting at 9 a.m. And it'll be here.
This room?
This room, that's correct. And I will issue, how many days is it going to take to hear your respective case in chiefs and arguments?
It's the appellant.
I'm sorry, I couldn't tell you. I can imagine it'd be more than a day or so.
How many witnesses are you planning on calling?
I'm very sorry, but I don't know. I apologize for that, for my lack of knowledge about this matter.
Well, speaking then on the government side as to how many witnesses, since this is a breach of contract and we are embodying that it was wrongfully terminated, I can count right now at about 8 to 10 witnesses.
On the government side?
On the government side. That would include the DPW management and engineers.
Okay, so that would take at
as
least...
As well as the surety company, Hubtech surety company, so... I want to... I could probably even cut that down, just make it only 5 or 6 or something.
Because if it takes 10, you're talking about at least 2 days of testimony right there.
Yes.
All right.
As well as, I don't know if there's...
Okay.
If you guys want to do a site visit. Because this is a construction... case.
Sometimes
there's help depending on what
you
decide to look at.
It might be. So,
if you're going to do if you're going to request a site visit, you're going to have to just file a motion so that all the parties are aware. Okay, or if you agree that we have a site visit, you can stipulate to that and we'll.
It might be helpful for the case.
Yeah.
It is a termination. I don't know.
Yeah.
But my point is that if you're planning a site visit as part of your case in chief, you need to let the other party know, you need to let us know, in our planning, okay? Mm-hmm. If you're telling us already, that's something we just put that in writing in the form of a motion.
All right.
Okay? And and it should be linked, I believe, to some witness or the testimony of a witness. Okay? They're going to lead us around, and you know, we also have to make other logistical plans, such as how we're going to record that type of testimony on site. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. It's something to think about. I just want to let the OPA know that that is a possibility, because we are talking about an actual place and project site, and not just, you know, copiers, Xerox copiers.
The district does end up on the
So we're looking possibly 2 days, so the 25th, and then dispense on the 26th, and then bring it up to the 29th, or we're twice before 29th and 30th consecutive days.
I think consecutive days are probably better, because you just kind of get it all done.
Well, we have to get it started. I know that the district report, that's just one day. Okay.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying it'll be the 25th, and then continuing on the 29th.
Yes.
As opposed to doing it 29th and 30th.
Yes, so it's 29th, and then,
since 25th is open for everybody, the sooner we can resolve this, the better, right?
Yeah, not available on the 29th.
Okay, so the 20th.
And I'm also available on the Tuesday, the 30th. Okay.
What's that? Okay.
Well, are you both available on those days, just in case we have to go extra days?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And then there is a briefing for remedies, okay? And keep in mind, this is not where we re-argue every argument we've already made. It's just that's your opportunity to summarize what your respective remedy, what you believe your respective remedy in this matter should be. Okay, and that will be due, just to be on the safe side, and we might we go beyond Tuesday. I will entertain motions to continue this date, and it's not a mandatory briefing either. It's just I'll make the deadline for that brief Thursday, September the 1st. And I will issue a scheduling order regarding those dates shortly after this hearing. Now, going back to the other matters for the pre-hearing conference, are there any efforts been made to formulate or simplify the issues in this matter?
Mr. Filtors and I are trying to resolve this, you know, offline.
Okay.
And when he returns on island, we'll continue that.
Okay.
The government is open to everything that, you know, we can do to resolve this case, short of a hearing.
All right. And then have you also discussed the possibility of obtaining admissions of facts and documents that will avoid unnecessary proof or stipulations regarding the authenticity of documents and advance rulings? Well, let's just start there. Have you talked about admissions of facts that would simplify the issues, you know, really stuff that isn't an issue?
Not at this time, not
okay.
Yet. We hadn't gotten really quite to the hearing yet. We were still trying to figure out whether he even had a case to bring.
Okay, we just gave you those general provisos. Now, like I said, if you still want to file some motion, you know, arguing against the jurisdiction, you still can by that.
For the record, the government will be filing such a motion to dismiss. It just, I wasn't sure when was the appropriate time to do that.
Right.
Especially since the agency report was only to answer the allegations in the
that's correct.
Appeal.
Yeah.
And this was outside of that. So we will file that. I'm not going to wait until August 12th. So probably come in sometime next week, just to hopefully cut some time off.
And do you need any advance rulings from me concerning any of the evidence in this matter?
No, I can't. I don't. Not at this time.
Mr. Huber?
Not this time.
Okay. And then, once again, if the parties had discussions about the avoidance of unnecessary proof and the avoidance of cumulative evidence?
Not yet.
Okay. I highly encourage those discussions. And we've already talked about the identification of witnesses and documents, and the need is scheduled for filing and exchanging pretrial briefs. Like I said, that will come out in order. There are no pending motions by any party at this time, are there?
Not at this time. All right.
Now, do we need to adopt any special procedures for managing potentially difficult or protracted actions or complex issues or multiple parties or unusual proof problems other than the potential site visit?
I can think of nothing at this time.
There might be, but right now I cannot think of anything. The only thing would be the site visit, which the site changes daily as the construction goes on. But
what site are we talking about, just so we have at least an idea of the logistics that may be involved? Are we talking, it's not far south or far north from here?
Actually, it's Route 2 in Pneumatic.
That's the one where they, the SETI Bay, right?
Yes, near SETI Bay.
I've seen it every time I bike up there. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And you're talking the one where they have the block, right, where the part of the road is caved in?
Yes, exactly.
So that's at least, all right.
That is the subject of
logistically, that would be at least a morning or an afternoon just to drive out there.
It's only, from here, it's only about less than 30 minutes.
We could have done. If need be, you know, the government can arrange transportation for the OPA.
No, that's not necessary.
If you prefer not to take your own vehicles there.
No.
Okay.
That's the dispute in question. I wasn't sure.
Yes, it is the...
I didn't know it as 11, I mean, Route 2. That's where I was confused.
Yes, SETI Bay Route 2.
Okay.
And...
I see it every time I go. I just saw it yesterday.
We have seen it in the paper a few times.
Okay.
Over the last several
days. Okay.
All right. And concerning at this time, do I need to establish any reasonable limits on the time allowed for presenting evidence?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Just try to keep it short.
Yeah. And although the formal rules of evidence civil cases don't apply, nevertheless, I will state as hearing officer, that I do have the power to avoid unnecessary proof issues or cumulative evidence. Okay. Are there any other matters that may facilitate the just, speedy, and inexpensive disposition of this action that you're aware of at this time?
Only with respect to potential motions, I can't think of anything.
Okay, so we've already taken care of the motion issues. And at this time, do either of the parties, are you aware about any person who will be just either to attend the proceeding or to give testimony that might need any special accommodation or auxiliary aid or services just to attend or give testimony?
With respect to witnesses, one of our witnesses would be Hubtek, Mr. Kim from Hubtek, and his English is not that great, so I could see a Korean translator.
Okay.
Being right, unnecessary. But I guess we could put that in our motion if we needed to.
Okay. Are you going to provide? Who's going to provide? Which party is going to provide the English translator?
Well, given that this is Mr. Kim's appeal, if he wants to be understood, I think the government would insist that he bring his own his own interpreter.
Okay, but
if he doesn't do it, we would, I think, need to, because he's not going to be all that easy to understand, is my own.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a native Korean speaker, so.
All right, on top of other deadlines. Let's see where the latest list is. I'm going to ask the appellant to identify who the translator is in their witness list, okay, for Mr. Kim. If you're not planning on calling Mr. Kim and you are solely, you will have to provide a translator for Mr. Kim.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. And as that'll be on the 12th.
Well, that would be at the hearing, right? So that's the 25th?
Yeah. I will give you until the 19th to file any oppositions to the translator, respectively. Okay? And when I say that, we're looking for someone who will truthfully interpret Mr. Kim's statements, and likewise truthfully interpret the statements of the OPA staff presiding over the hearing, so that Mr. Kim can reasonably understand and participate in the hearing as called. Okay. Are there any other issues I need to take up at this time?
Sir.
Okay. Did the government request a hearing in this matter?
The government has not requested a hearing.
Okay. Now, Mr. Huber, at any time, if PubTech chooses not, you have the option to waive your right to a hearing, and in which case we will make a decision based on the record filed. Okay? That's still an option open to you. But it would take, as you've already requested a hearing, it would require you to file a waiver of hearing. Okay?
I see.
If you waive your right to a hearing, then we will essentially decide the case within that time period. I believe it's a 30-day time period. We will decide the case based on the record in the matter. Okay? You still have that option. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, but that's entirely up to you, all right? And at this time, as there's been no waiver of the request for hearing, we will hold one, and I will issue an order, a scheduling order, based on the dates that we've discussed. Any other questions?
No.
And this hearing is adjourned.
Thank you.
And we're off the record at 2:15.